You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Hoopsheads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Tuesday, January 16th. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. So there were three games between the last pod and this pod and three segments in this podcast. So we're just going to go right down 1, 2, 3, Bucks, Raptors, Cavaliers. I do want to talk about Kevon Looney because he has had some great minutes in the last few games, and also Jordan Bell, whose minutes were up and down. But specifically, I want to go through all three of these games, these wins, and we'll start with the Bucks. But first, I want to say thank you to all my new listeners for coming and joining me. You can find my written media on Forbes.com. I've also been featured on BleacherReport.com. You can get in contact with me via email at AlikoCarter11@gmail.com. That's AlikoCarter11@gmail.com, or via Twitter at Kogitare, KOGITARE. I always answer, so please get in touch for any reason. If you just want to chop it up about hoops, if you have comments about the show, I welcome them. Also, it was a great weekend for football. I encourage you to check out Locked On NFL and all of the Locked On NFL podcasts. This is particularly the Vikings pod. The hosts of the Vikings, Locked On Vikings, were at the game against the Saints and provided some really, really great insights. So definitely check that out. Also, Locked On NBA. It's a great podcast. And the Locked On Podcast Network has a podcast for all 30 NBA teams, so make sure you check those out. Go to LockedOnWarriors.com, bookmark the page, go to Locked On Warriors and Locked On NBA Net on Facebook, like, subscribe, make sure you check all of those out. All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to start with the Bucks game on Friday, and I want to start in the third quarter, which was the opposite of what the Warriors usually do in the third quarter. The third has been up and down the last few games. Obviously, no Stephen Curry makes a difference in this game, but the third quarter was garbage. 33 Milwaukee points allowed, 17 points scored by the Warriors, and it allowed them to get back into this game after the Warriors had established a pretty hefty lead going into halftime. So the third quarter, the Warriors just came out kind of listless and didn't really do a lot defensively to keep the Bucks off the offensive boards, to keep them from scoring in transition, and the offense wasn't much better. So I'm going to dive into these stats from the third quarter. If not mentioned before, all my stats come from NBA.com advanced stats or from Basketball Reference. Two great, great sources for statistics, for information on the NBA and the Warriors. So Kevin Durant played all 12 minutes of the quarter, the third quarter, and was a minus 16. Everybody was a minus who played. And the defensive rating was a 140.8, which is awful. And the offensive rating was a 78.6, which is awful. The net rating in that quarter was minus 62.2, just awful. So everybody played pretty poorly. Kevon Looney had some good minutes. He had 5 minutes in this quarter, but recorded a 180.1 defensive rating. And that's tough. That's tough because we want to celebrate Looney in the minutes he did bring. He had a 20% offensive rebound percentage. Didn't score. Andre didn't score 0-3 from the field. The only guy who really was able to get going was Draymond Green, who was 3-5. Didn't take a three-pointer, which is great, and had 3 rebounds in almost 11 minutes in the quarter. But the whole team was listless, and it was really just missing shots. A lot of missed shots in this quarter, and 4 turnovers, which contributed to the deficit. Meanwhile, it seemed like every person wearing green was absolutely on fire. Chris Middleton, Giannis, John Henson, Malcolm Brogdon, Eric Bledsoe, Tony Snell all scored in the quarter. They made their 3-pointers. For the game, they were 11 of 28 from three, which is normal, a little uncharacteristic, 39%. They don't usually shoot that well, and they were efficient from the line as well at 92%. So and that's for the game. So the third quarter exemplified that. when they really just... Tony Snell hit 2 3-pointers. We weren't running people off the line. Eric Bledsoe hit a 3-pointer. Malcolm Brogdon was 2 of 3, and Chris Middleton was 1 of 2. And everybody scored. I mean, everybody who played had a role. And they came out of halftime with no fear. And I think that's the key here, is that a lot of teams are facing the Warriors, and they're able to be coached out of their kind of fear. So 11 points for Malcolm Brogdon in the quarter, and he exemplified the mentality of the whole team coming out of halftime. But the fourth quarter was an absolutely different story, and I'm going to start with Kevon. Offensive rating 154.6 in 7 minutes. Defensive rating 53.8 for a net rating of 100.9. In 7 minutes, a net rating of 100.9 points per 100 possessions is absolutely crazy. Rebounded the ball and contributed in every way. Only 2 points in the quarter, but that's not really what he's there for. He played excellent, excellent defense. And so did David West, who had 2 blocks to go along with 4 defensive rebounds and an assist. So the Warriors were able to right the ship in the fourth, outscoring the Bucks 28-12. Now that is defensive dominance, if I've ever heard it. Klay Thompson played all 12 minutes of the quarter, locking down players on the perimeter. Brogdon, Bledsoe, Draymond Green played 8:35, had 7 points in the quarter, and was a plus 16 along with Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala to lead the team in plus minus in the fourth. Kevin Durant came in, only took 3 shots, but made 2 of 3, was a plus 10. And it was really the defense. The defense just completely corralled the dynamism that the Bucks can showcase. The Bucks are a fun team. They're a lot like the Warriors. They have a lot of long-rangey guys who can play defense. They're not as good defensively as you would hope, given their length, ranginess, size. John Henson is fun. They have Giannis, obviously, who can do things defensively. Chris Middleton can play. And then once they get Jabari Parker back, they'll be even longer. He can play the 3, the 4. It's going to be fun to watch this team develop. They have a Warriors mentality defensively. They don't have the shooting that the Warriors do, but they're going to be a good team for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if they make the conference finals this year. Even though they're not in that position right now, it's all about the Raptors and Celtics and, of course, the Cavaliers right now. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a late season push from this team. They're well coached. They have leadership, and they play within themselves. They play well together. They clearly enjoy playing together, and this was a fun game to watch. And they gave the Warriors everything that they could handle in that third quarter, but just couldn't keep it going. All right, we're going to move on to the Raptors game, my personal favorite game of the weekend. Wow, the Raptors were amazing. But first, I want to talk to you about sponsoring the Locked On Warriors podcast. If your company is looking to advertise to men between the ages of 18 and 44, you need look no further than the Locked On Warriors podcast. The podcast is listened to by 98% men and 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. So if that's your target demographic, let me know. Send me an email at alicocarter11@gmail.com. I will get you all the details. Our rates are reasonable, so you have nothing to lose. Be sure to get in contact. Check us out. Your company will be better off for it. So many things to talk about in this game. DeMar DeRozan. I have been sleeping on DeMar DeRozan. I'm sorry, DeMar. I really am. You are very good at basketball, and carried your team. You know, there were 40 points, just ridiculous on an array of driving scoops to the basket, taking contact, making outside shots. He's one of the best shooting guards in the league doing what he does. And I've given him shit in the past because he doesn't have a 3-point shot, but he's getting there with that 3-point shot. And he just is doing everything his team needs while Kyle Lowry is on the shelf. So kudos to DeRozan. I'll get to him in a second. The Warriors had another second half collapse, allowing 35 points in the third quarter, 36 points in the fourth quarter, and letting the Raptors back in the game after a 27-point lead in the first half. So another defensive lapse and offensively just stagnation. It's really hard to pinpoint exactly what went wrong in the second half. Turnovers weren't a problem, only 6 turnovers for the game, but most of those came in the second half. But still, you can't be mad at that. It was rotations. Rotations were crappy, and this is the kind of thing also because offense was not great. They only scored, the Warriors, that is, 27 points in the third, which is all right, and only 19 in the fourth, which really allowed the Raptors back in the game. And this is what I want to be able to see, is all of the missed shots. Because when you go to YouTube, you can watch the long-form highlights, you get all the made shots, all the blocks and everything like that. But what you don't get is the offensive possessions that end in a defensive rebound for the other team. And it just seemed like there was a period in the fourth quarter where all the offense was going toward the Raptors, and there were just no moments where the Warriors scored. The Raptors were down by at least 20 at some points early in the fourth quarter and were able to get it down to 1 on multiple occasions. But then there's that Steph Curry guy. There's that Kevin Durant guy. We went to the Curry-Durant pick and roll late, and it bore fruit. I mean, that's just, it's just devastating to be able to go to the two best scorers basically in the league and say, hey, run a pick and roll. We'll get an open shot for one of you. But the Warriors as a whole were a minus 17 in the fourth quarter, minus 17 for Klay Thompson, who was the leading scorer in the game with 26 points, minus 15 for Pat McCaw, minus 18 for David West. So the defense kind of went out the window, minus 10 for Kevin Durant, who was better than everybody else, but still not great, and a minus 10 for Steph. Overall, the Warriors shot 7 of 18. That's 39% in the fourth quarter. They were 1 of 3 from 3, which is uncharacteristic. Usually you see them make more three-pointers than that, shoot more three-pointers than that, definitely, and only 4 of 8 from the line. So it might have been tired legs catching up with them on the Sega Baba, but the reality is that they got complacent and allowed the Raptors back in the game. And DeMar DeRozan, with 25 big points in the first half and they were down, was allowed another 17 points in the second half. He played 6 minutes and 22 seconds in the fourth quarter, was 3 of 7 from the field. But there's a slew of guys in red who played basically all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. Jakob Poeltl, huge, plus 17. Fred VanVleet with some huge shots, big, big, big three-point shots. He was 3 of 4 in the quarter, 4 of 6 from the field, with 5 rebounds. The Warriors have to rebound the ball better. There's no way that Fred VanVleet should be coming in and grabbing rebounds and getting, halfway to a double-double in one quarter. 3 assists, and he was a plus 17. CJ Miles, a plus 16. Some big shots. 2 of 3 from 3. And Pascal Siakam with some very important defense. 2 offensive rebounds. An offensive rebound for Poeltl, DeMar DeRozan. So it was really a lot of just basic basketball miscues. Box people out. Don't allow offensive rebounds. Rotate to the person that is taking the three-pointer, make sure that you run them off the line. They were 5 of 8 from 3 in the quarter, which really contributed 14 to 24, 58%. The Warriors just stopped playing defense, which maybe you can get away with against, a poor team, but the Raptors have shown themselves to be an elite team, one of the best teams in the league. They don't lose at home. They had only lost 2 games at home prior to Saturday, and the Warriors thought they had it in the bag, I guess, or maybe they just started running out of gas. It's entirely possible that on the second night of a back-to-back and the second game of a road trip that took them east and to the Midwest, that it could have just been legs. Or maybe they were paying attention to the Cleveland matchup a little early. But either way, clutchness from Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant saved the game, and the Warriors came away with a 127-125 win, extending their road winning streak to 12, which is close to the longest win streak in franchise history. So we're going to have some fun with this game. First, I hope you took a drink when there was a blocked jump shot. I believe Draymond blocked a jump shot. It happens. It's a drinking game. Make sure you take a drink next time it happens. It is not going to get you drunk, but it's going to get you tipsy. So, hey. And then also, there were some good dunks in this game. LeBron had a few alley-oop dunks. There was one he reversed in that was absolutely fantastic. Kevin Durant went at him and had a monster dunk in the second quarter. And then in the third quarter, Stephen Curry had his 25th dunk ever as an NBA player and first dunk of the 2017-2018 season. He said it felt like a dream. So which one do you think was the best? I'm going to go with Curry, even though that Kevin Durant dunk was absolutely ferocious, just because it just doesn't happen that often. It was fun to watch Curry get up there. So that was cool. Some more fun observations from this one. We had a couple of nut shots. Curry got hit in the nuts by LeBron, and it looked like Andre got hit in the nuts by Dwayne Wade on a drive. Fun, chippy basketball, and this is the way it should be. I mean, you know, not everybody getting hit in the nuts, but, you know, people getting out there, getting not dirty, getting a little chippy. Chris Webber was on the call with Marv Albert and suggested that the Cleveland Cavaliers try to orchestrate a trade for DeAndre Jordan. I think that would be really interesting. You'd have a starting lineup, if healthy, of LeBron, IT, probably Shumpert, along with Kevin Love and DeAndre Jordan. Now, that is a team that would be formidable against the Warriors, especially with Jordan's ability to rebound the ball and LeBron's vision and IT's vision to try to get him on rim runs and alley-oops. But they don't have Jordan right now, and this game ended up being like a lot of the other games that GSW plays against Cleveland, where they played them strong, but then Cleveland withered and Golden State did not wither. Jordan Bell got the start in this one, some up and down minutes, 2 of 3 from the field. He made both of his free throws, had 3 rebounds in 13 minutes and 45 seconds. 6 points, but he was a -5. He had some defensive lapses, some moments where he should have been one place and he was another place. But overall, I like the move to insert him into the starting lineup with this particular Cleveland Cavaliers team, where they have Kevin Love playing the 5. He can move more quickly with Kevin Love and run out to the 3-point line to make sure that Love doesn't get going from there. But Love did get going from there. He made 3 of 5 threes, 5 of 9 from the field for 17 points. Only took 9 shots, so that's not bad. You if you're keeping him under 10 shots, then you're doing your job, because as goes Kevin Love, so go the Cleveland Cavaliers. And if he scores 25, it's tough to beat them. LeBron James was a -14, but he was 12 of 18 from the field. Only took 2 three-pointers, didn't make it either of them, but 8 rebounds, 8 big turnovers, which contributed to everything the Warriors were doing. But he also had 4 blocks, 3 steals, and 6 assists. So without those 8 turnovers, you're looking at a different game as well. Isaiah Thomas had a season-high 32 minutes. He only had 19 points on 21 shots and 1 of 7 from 3, but he had 4 assists, and he was mostly good at making the Warriors work. He made the Warriors work, and so even though he was horrible from the field, 38%, and even worse from 3, you have to guard him when he's out there, and it was tough for the Warriors to keep up with him in the first half, even though he wasn't shooting well. But in the second half, they played much better defense on Isaiah, though he did make a 3 along 2. He had some important shots, but nothing that the Warriors couldn't deal with. Only 15 minutes for Tristan Thompson. The Warriors made him a fairly a non-entity, though he did have 4 offensive rebounds. Jeff Green had 3, Dwayne Wade had 3, and LeBron had 2. So we're still not doing great on the offensive rebounding. That is something that the Warriors need to work on if they're going to be facing these big front lines and make sure that they keep guards off the offensive boards as well. Dwayne Wade was 5 of 14. Not a great game for him. -3 on the night, 10 points. But he did have some pivotal moments that kind of swung the momentum toward the Cavaliers. And he had 5 assists. Consequential minutes for both Jordan Bell and Kevon Looney. Looney played 12 and a half minutes. Played great defense in those 12 and a half minutes. Made 3 of 4 free throws, had a couple of offensive rebounds, But really, it was his defense that made Looney useful on the floor. He switched out on LeBron a few times. He guarded Tristan Thompson well. He fought down low. And you can see the kind of versatility that he brings on the defensive end, especially since he lost a significant amount of weight. He can move, and his hips are looking really, really healthy. So it was a great, great weekend for Kevon Looney. He is definitely my Warrior of the Week. If I were to do a segment, it would be about him. But now let's get into big picture. Do the Cavaliers have what it takes to roll through the Eastern Conference like they did last year? No. And make the finals? No. No, they don't. They need to make a splash at the trade deadline, which is less than a month away, if they're going to contend and make it back to the finals for a fourth straight year. The Warriors played two teams who are vying for that, with the Bucks and especially the Toronto Raptors, who could give the Cavaliers trouble. And specifically, the Cavaliers are old. They wilted at the end of the game. LeBron played 36 minutes. Nobody else played that many minutes, but still, they were tired at the end of the game. And of course, the Warriors weren't tired. The Warriors have one of the deepest rosters in the league, and they rarely play their guys more than 34 minutes. Kevin Durant played 35, Draymond Green played 38, so that's uncharacteristic, but it was a big matchup. Klay Thompson played 35, and Steph Curry played nearly 33.5. Andre played 24.5, which is fewer than he normally does, but good minutes from Sean Livingston, David West, and Nick Young, along with Kevon. Patrick McCaw played 6 minutes and 51 seconds in this one. He was a -5, a non-entity. But the Warriors are clearly a deeper team than the Cavaliers, and over a 7-game series, I just don't see the Cavs being able to contend without wilting. All right, that's my podcast for the day. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, where I'll be previewing the game against the Chicago Bulls. We'll be doing a statistical deep dive and then going around the NBA in the third segment. I hope to hear from you via email at alicocarter11@gmail.com or via Twitter at Koji Tare. Make sure you go to Locked On NBA Net and Locked On Warriors on Facebook. Like and subscribe. Go to LockedOnWarriors.com. Bookmark that page, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Stay thoughtful, Hoops heads.